morning of Wednesday the 19th of August 2009. August is really marching on, and so is my guide dog training. This is now the beginning of my 10th and final day in the hotel at Barnet Hill before going back home to learn particular routes in the areas where I live, and I expect also how to use vans on public transport, and also honing the skills, the basic skills that I've picked up here. Yesterday, following Monday, was actually quite a positive day, thank goodness. In the morning, we went down to an area that we'd already been to before, the same place where the puppy had shot out of the hedge, but walking on the opposite side of the road, alongside some houses, with cul-de-sacs going off to one side, to do more traffic work, both near and far curb. This time I only made a couple of stupid mistakes. Still, one time swinging my arm forward, forgetting to swing my arm forward when actually saying forward, and the second time putting a bit too much enthusiasm into the word forward, meaning that Vance thought that it was urgent to step off the curb in front of the car as opposed to just a normal situation. It was rather difficult, I must admit, to try and get this right. Because it's an artificial situation, it's difficult to know, it's difficult to be natural and yet stand still. I rather fear that if I'd done it in exactly the same voice and exactly the same way that I would do on a real curb, I would probably have stepped forward myself. Obviously, if I'd heard a car coming normally, there's no way on earth that I would ask the dog to step out in front. But there we go, we had to do it in order to check Vance's reactions and continue honing them to so that he could get used to being praised for not walking out in front of the car. And in fact, I mean, he's very good at this in general. When the car is sitting there, he won't walk out in front of it or immediately behind it. He will wait until it's gone fully before, on another up command, moving forward. So that's quite reassuring that he'll do that when out, although I would hope that unless it's a completely silent electric car or perhaps a bicycle or something, that I wouldn't step out, that I would hear the car coming. We then returned to Barnet Hill for a bit of lunch. The hotel had become a lot busier since the last couple of days. Sunday and Monday we virtually had the place to ourselves, but Tuesday, yesterday, they had a group in from Unilever, who were creating quite a bit of noise and enjoying themselves. But anyway, had a very nice lunch. I can't quite remember what I heard, but I seem to remember it being very nice anyway. There was some nice soup as one aspect of it I seem to recall. And then in the afternoon, we had a talk from, I can't remember her surname, but Vicky, who's the pet welfare and care advisor, or maybe it's pet care and welfare. Anyway, she's the person who, for both the Surrey and West Sussex and Kent and East Sussex districts, advises clients on the welfare of their dogs, checks them from time to time, advises on vet matters, what treatments they should have done, what they shouldn't have done, etc. Very interesting conversation. Also talked briefly about the pet travel scheme, PETS, and guide dog's approach to it. It is conceivable that at some point I might have to have a trip out to Brussels or something like that, and I would like ideally to have Vance set up on the scheme, having had his rabies jab and having been tested for it, a process which takes about 6 months. I'd like to have that in place should that ever arise. So yes, I found out a bit more information about that. I think I'll be looking to start the ball rolling when I first go and see a vet at home. Yeah, that was about it. We then had a fair bit of afternoon free to ourselves. I went and made a couple of phone calls. The reception here is appalling, so it involves going out to a field and standing at the far end of that to get a signal. And also managed to fit in a little nap before a very nice meal with the other two clients on the class. Become rather fond of these meals. Had a little bit of wine and good conversation, and I think really going to miss this. It's been really good, and having one other completely new guide dog owner on there and one who's moving on to his third dog is quite a nice combination. It means that the conversations are varied, and but can also glean nuggets of information from the more experienced guide dog owner about how some of these skills are put into place in reality, and more generally on how the dog acts, behaves as we move forward and he becomes slightly closer to me. So that was all very good. Today, I gather, we're off to the longest village in Britain or England or somewhere to go and have a long walk down a high street. I also need to call the estate management team for the place where I live in order to find out, following their board meeting, their decision regarding spending, as that's going to determine what happens tomorrow and where I end up going when class finishes and we go home. It's rather worrying. Yes, I do hope that they're going to be reasonable in it. Could really do without this additional stress. So, fingers crossed for that. Get them a call after 9 this morning. And then this afternoon we're going off to do a group free run of the dogs. Slightly worrying for me, as these little dogs do rather like upsetting my dog, let's say. One of them decided to pick a little fight with poor Vance, but he stood his ground and he's like a good dog, and didn't get too involved. So, and then after that I think there might be a trip to the pub, and then in the evening I gather we've got the district client representative, I think that's what they call them, coming along to tell us about his role and hear our thoughts on the training, and it'd be our last supper, and then tomorrow packing and off, which is all rather scary. Vance has just gone off to investigate a sound he's heard, which I think was possibly Uma coming out of her room, wagging her tail. Thump, 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 thump. But anyway, I need to go and take him, let's go and spend him, and then feed him, because he'll be wanting his breakfast, hopefully. And that's about it. So I'll try and report back after this evening. Bye for now.